Good morning, fantasy football, whatever time you're listening, it doesn't really matter. Welcome into Dynasty 401. I'm your host, Robert Iams, your home for Dynasty and all fantasy football. On today's episode, going to be getting you your starters for Week 17. Pretty sure this is going to be everybody's last week. Going to get through it. We'll get through half of them. Tomorrow's episode, get you the rest of Part 2. After that, starting next week, be dropping down the amount of episodes I'm going to be putting out. Going to be putting it to probably like 2 a week. We'll go like Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'll be dropping an episode. I'll be getting you prepared and ready for next season. Who I'm going after. Because as soon as the season's done, it's trading time. We're going to be making a lot of trades. Depending on where you're at with your team. But I got quite a bit of teams. Going to be getting them all dialed in. And we're going to get everything all set up. We're going to get those titles. All right, guys. But before we get into it. Excuse me. Before we get into it, shout out to the sponsor, MyVTrophy.com. If you have yet to check it out, it's time to check it out, baby. Dynasty 401. MyVTrophy.com. Build the ultimate virtual trophy for your fantasy league. You got unstoppable domains. Use my referral code, Dynasty401. All right, guys. Let's get into it. Matthew Stafford and the Rams against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. You're starting Stafford. You're starting Jackson. I would start Sony Michel, Cooper Kupp. Now, when it comes to wide receivers here on the Ravens, I mean, the Rams, they do got Jalen Ramsey over there to, he's going to watch somebody. So is he going to watch Mark Andrews or is he going to watch Marquise Brown? My thoughts would be Mark Andrews is who would get heavily covered. But I think Marquise Brown and Mark Andrews can have good games. I don't think Andrews is going to be able to get over 100 yards. I think he'll be under 100 yards, but he's still going to get all those targets. And I still think he's going to be able to get a touchdown. But, yeah, Cooper Kupp, I'm liking it. Not playing any of the defense, but Sony Michel, I roll with it. I think he's doing good. I'm not starting any of the Ravens running backs. OBJ looks decent against the Ravens. We got the Atlanta Falcons and the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen, you're starting him. Devin Singletary started up. Diggs started up. Now when it comes to the Falcons here, do not start any of them. Don't start any Falcons. Don't do it. Dawson Knox, man, disappointing guy you are. Oh, back in week 15, week 16, what happened to all these targets? What happened to 9 targets? You only had 5, and then you only had 3. Don't do Knox. Don't do it. Set you guys up for success. We got the Giants and the Bears. I know, we're rolling through this, huh? Justin Fields, looking at him, he's questionable. He did sit out week 16. Hey, when he's been playing and he's healthy, he's actually been doing good. He's getting you decent numbers. 20, 25 points, that's decent. If he can play, I think Fields would have a good game. David Montgomery, you're starting him. Now, Saquon Barkley, what is going on, dude? You have not been producing. I have not really been a fan of Saquon Barkley. But it looks like they're going to keep going with him. Let's see. Barkley will continue to fight through his second consecutive season that has been injury-filled. He's dealing with a season, and he was nearly dealing with a season-ending ankle injury. He suffered in week 5. Feeling like himself again, returning from his torn ACL that he did last year. I mean, if you have Barkley, I mean, it's honestly, you really got to trade him. If you can trade him at the end of the season, go get yourself a rookie pick. I'm going to get you guys a list of who I'm wanting. So don't you worry. But Yeah, no, Saquon Barkley, I would trade him if you can, man. I don't hold on to Saquon. I told if you guys were if you're listening, this is your first season listening, it's cool. It's cool. You didn't know. I was telling people don't get Saquon Barkley. I was telling you guys that this off season. But you know, this is your first time. Welcome in. You're in the best place. Thanks for making that call. This is where you want to be. You want to be at the Dynasty 401 because we're free and we drop those players on the beat. I don't know why it's rapping. Saquon Barkley, yeah, no, we're not doing it. Yeah, I'm not touching any of these tight ends. I'm not touching any of the wide receivers on the Giants. Honestly, wouldn't really want to touch any of the wide receivers on the Bears. But if I'm into Justin Fields, somebody's gotta catch the ball. And that's gonna be Darnell Mooney. Darnell Mooney, I like him a lot. I'm excited for him next season. He's been getting a lot of targets, and he's been doing a good job at catching the ball. Hasn't gotten over 100 yards only three times this season, but you know, the Bears have been kind of inconsistent when it comes to, you know, the wide receiver play. But looking back at where Justin Fields was at his stats, pulling it up here for you. Yeah, I mean, I would play Darnell Mooney. He's a low-end flex. Low-end flex. We got the Chiefs in the Bengals. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, starting him up. Joe Mixon, you're starting him. T. Higgins, of course, of course, of course. Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill. Hey. What happened to you last week, dude? Where were you? You were shut down. You're only in for 42% of the time. What is happening? Yeah, it's a little weird. Only 42% of snaps, only two targets, two catches, 19 yards. Look, the Chiefs are gonna need Tyreek Hill this week. But, you know, you're in your championship round. Tyreek Hill, he's had some down games over the last month. Over the last month, he's only reached over 12 points one time. One time over the last month. But in the last 2 months, it's been 50-50. So, you know, I mean, you drafted him high. You gotta start Tyreek Hill, looking for that big old big game from him is what you're looking for. But Tyreek Hill, I'd be a little nervous. Be a little nervous. Travis Kelce, you gonna be back? There's no word out on him. I'll get you some more word on tomorrow. Normally, things news doesn't come out till Wednesday night, Wednesday morning, and it's 4:24 a.m. Pacific time that I'm recording this. I get up early, talk about some football with y'all folks. Travis Kelce will get you guys more information tomorrow morning about him. Running backs here. Darrell Williams is set for increased work capacity. Increasing work capacity, Darrell Williams. I love these podcasts with you guys. Darrell Williams, yeah, I mean, we've seen him had a big workload back in week 9, had 19 carries on the ground, 70 yards. But he had his best game yet was week 10, 11 carries, 43 yards, 9 catches for 101 yards. Yeah, if anybody's gonna, if the Chiefs are gonna need to get a bunch of stuff going on the ground or through the air to keep up with somebody, yeah, it's gonna be the Bengals. Depending on which Bengals come into play. But Bengals we saw last week. Yeah, I think Darrell Williams is going to have a big game. If CEH is going to be out. Derek Gore, I do like him. He has gone over 100 yards now, two times when he's been used. But honestly, he hasn't reached over 30% of the snaps this season. So would you trust Derek Gore this week? No. Nah, you wouldn't trust it. But could he get some work? Oh, yeah. With CEH gone. You got the Raiders and the Colts. Carson Wentz is not expected to be playing. Oh, he could play. Whoa. Oh, he has a shot to play. So, according to the CDC guidance, NFL is lowering the amount of time players who test positive for COVID are required to quarantine from 10 days to 5 days. Given the change, Colts quarterback Carson Wentz is now has a shot to play Week 17 against the Raiders. Ooh. So, under the previous 10-day guideline, he could be getting in there to play. So that's fantastic news for sure. Now, are we starting Carson Wentz if he's in? He has not been getting a lot of stuff done for fantasy. Football wise, Colts are looking great. Colts look great. Is Carson Wentz gonna get used this game? I can't tell you. He's a QB2. I like Carson Wentz a lot, but they got Jonathan Taylor. He's just so good, and our offensive line is good. We just run the ball down people's throats, but Carson Wentz, man, I would say he's safe. I would say this is a safe game for him that he could get stuff going. They might not have to, manage the clock a whole bunch. Well, they're gonna want to manage the clock. Anyways, yeah, I don't think Carson Wentz is gonna have to work too hard. I think we're gonna have a nice good game here. If you're looking for a safe kind of play with Wentz, then he could do it, but I don't think he's gonna have to get a lot done through the air. Jonathan Taylor, of course, you're starting him. Michael Pittman, yeah, he's a safe play. I think you could safely play Michael Pittman. He had a good game last week against the Cardinals, 12 catches or 8 catches, 82 yards. The week before that, only one catch, 7 yards, didn't get used a whole lot against New England, but I think they're going to be just fine against the Raiders. Hunter Renfrow, my guy, stepped back up this last week. Only 3 catches for 40 yards. He did get us a touchdown, but I would hold off on Hunter Renfrow for right now. Things are not looking as green as what we're wanting to see. Darren Waller could be back on Wednesday, so we'll get you an update on him. Josh Jacobs, Colts got a real tough run defense. I don't think he's going to be able to have one of his best games. But you're starting him. Jaguars and the Patriots, do one more game after this. You got Mac Jones against the Jaguars. Jaguars defense has not been bad, but I don't think against the Patriots is going to have a good time. Mac Jones, you're starting him. Ramondre Stevenson, he should be able to come back this week. We'll see about that. But Damian Harris, you're starting him. Jacoby Myers, he could have a good game. Patriots defense for sure. Good play right there. Over on the Jaguars side, no, don't do it. Not a good game. We got the Bucks and the Jets. Last game here. Tom Brady. Of course, you're starting him. Rojo, of course. Antonio Brown, of course. Gronkowski. Mr. Gronkowski. We've not seen him do a whole lot over the last 3 games. Has not gotten those 20 points, 15 points that we're looking for. But this week against the Jets, I think Gronk, it can have a bounce back game for sure. Elijah Moore, he is placed on the COVID list 7 days ago. He should be able to come back this week. I do like him. Elijah Moore has been solid, one of our guys that we're definitely going to be going after this offseason. But he definitely gets used. Do I want to use him against the Buccaneers? Your championship round? No, don't do it. Michael Carter, like him for next season for sure. He had a nice game this last week. 16 carries, 118 yards. Against Tampa Bay, gonna be a little bit tough sledding. It'll be a little tough sledding, but he'll have a decent game. All right, guys, we'll get into the rest of the games tomorrow, starting with Miami and the Titans, and then we'll do the Philadelphia Eagles and Washington, and then we'll do the rest of, then we'll get into the afternoon games. We'll finish everything out. If you guys aren't following me on Twitter, you guys be sure to follow me at the Dynasty 401. Thanks for listening. You guys have a great rest of your day. I'll see you all. tomorrow. Take it easy.